From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More people are returning to their homes in Colorado Springs. However, some are finding that their homes have been reduced to ashes. The Waldo Canyon fire destroyed hundreds of homes. The blaze is said to be about 70% contained. Two members of the president's cabinet are visiting western states to get a closer look at firefighting operations across that region. Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio reports Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack are visiting Colorado and Idaho.
The two began their trip in Colorado. That state has seen a historically damaging start to the 2012 wildfire season. Once done there, Vilsack and Napolitano will fly to the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise. That's essentially the nerve center for the government's firefighting operations. The two are using the trip to thank firefighters for their efforts and to reiterate the government's support for communities that have suffered damage in recent weeks. Vilsack, who oversees the U.S. Forest Service, is also likely to discuss the ongoing air tanker shortage. That situation was made worse yesterday when the military parked all of its firefighting air tankers following Sunday's crash of a C-130 in South Dakota. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise, Idaho.
By the way, authorities are saying that that C-130 crash led to the deaths of four crew members. Two others were injured. And Air Force tankers are back in operation after they had been grounded for some time. An investigation is underway into a crash involving two British Royal Air Force jets on Scotland's coast today. Two airmen are missing. Two others were pulled from the sea. The International Monetary Fund is urging lawmakers in the U.S. to work quickly to head off $4 trillion worth of automatic spending cuts and expiring tax cuts set to take effect at the end of the year. NPR's Craig Windham reports the IMF is warning that those changes could push the U.S. into a recession next year and cause more damage to the global economy.
The IMF's managing director, Christine Lagarde, says even the possibility of a delay in dealing with what's being called the fiscal cliff could weaken economic growth in the U.S.
The U.S. Economic recovery remains tepid, and downside risks have intensified.
Lagarde is also calling on Congress to raise the government's borrowing limit before the current debt limit is reached early next year. And she says lawmakers and the administration should take steps to lower the federal deficit, but she says those reductions should be phased in over time. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
On this half-day session on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 72 points to 12,944. NASDAQ was up 25 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first over-the-counter home test for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. NPR's Richard Knox says it'll be available this fall.
To take the test, consumers will swab their gums and put the sample into a vial. They'll get an answer within 40 minutes. If it's positive, that doesn't necessarily mean they've got HIV. They'll have to go to a professional for a confirming test. Doug Michaels, president of the company that will make the home test, says it will help prevent HIV.
For every million people that take the test, we'll identify an additional 5,000 new HIV infections. And through that identification, we will be avoiding more than 700 future transmissions of HIV infection.
The test will go on sale around October at pharmacies, other retailers, and online for an undisclosed price in excess of $18. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Andy Griffith, who attracted audiences with his southern charm on TV, stage, and in folk music, has died. According to a family statement, Griffith passed away this morning at his North Carolina home. He may be best remembered for his fictional TV role as Mayberry Sheriff Andy Taylor, who was surrounded by an eccentric group of comedic characters, including the bumbling, well-intentioned Deputy Barney Fife, played by Don Knotts.
People didn't think that we were doing anything. They thought we were just some kind of country show, and we just showed up, and me and Don did this stuff. They didn't realize how hard we were working on our scripts and everything. The darling of the airwaves at that time was the Dick Van Dyke Show, and I was very jealous of Dick.
That's Griffith in a 1996 interview. He was 86 years old. This is NPR.